You're listening to SBS News.
In what many have called a tough and divisive campaign, the Humble Democracy sausage has united voters and politicians alike on polling day.
It's the Australian way. You've got to grab yourself a sausage after the election.
How many democracy sausages have you had today?
Five too many to remember. How's that?
Got a few booths lined up. I love the democracy sausages.
On the 42nd morning after the election was called, the two leaders back in their home electorates made their final pitches. Anthony Albanese, hoping to become the fourth Labor leader to win from opposition since World War II, says the country needs a change.
I've done my best for the cause of Labor, which I'm passionate about. I feel a sense of responsibility. I think that Australians want a change of government.
The Prime Minister repeated similar lines seen during the campaign.
I know this country is facing some strong and difficult and challenging times. And what Australia needs is someone who knows how to manage money, knows how to deal with our national security interests, knows how to be able to move forward and secure that strong economy.
Scott Morrison also confirmed the presence of an asylum seeker boat intercepted by Australian authorities near Christmas Island and used the incidents as a last-ditch pitch on border security.
That vessel has been intercepted in accordance with the policies of the government, and I can simply say this. I've been here to stop this boat, but in order for me to be there to stop those that may come from here, you need to vote Liberal and Nationals today.
Texts spouting the same message have already been sent to thousands of voters, the Liberal Party confirming it was behind the communication. The party is facing serious threats in several seats across the country, particularly from so-called teal independents, backed by Climate 200. Dr. Monet Grine, a teal independent challenging Josh Frydenberg, says it's time for her electorate to see change.
The people of Geelong deserve the very, very best, and this has always been a seat which for 122 years has been held by conservative male white politicians. You know, I think we deserve a change, we deserve a choice.
Josh Frydenberg is hopeful voters will stick with his party after claiming he's been in the fight of his political life.
I'm optimistic, I'm confident, but I'm never complacent, and I recognise that the decision today is up to the people of Geelong. This is a historic seat. I'm the seventh person since Federation to hold the seat.
Liberal incumbent Trent Zimmerman is also feeling the pressure. His seat in North Sydney hasn't been visited by Scott Morrison, with reports the PM's brand is toxic in the progressive and pro-climate action electorate. But Mr. Zimmerman says he's received help from other members of the Liberal frontbench.
I mean, it's unusual that the Prime Minister wouldn't campaign with you if the seat's potentially in trouble. Did you ask him not to?
No, I haven't spoken to him about it, and I understand that he determines that schedule, and I've been running a very grassroots campaign.
The Greens are also hopeful of an increase to their vote, having had just one representative in the lower house. The Progressive Party has been campaigning hard in Brisbane, in the seats of Griffith, Brisbane and Ryan, regions which overlap areas held by the Greens at the state level. Leader Adam Bandt says the party is looking to hold the balance of power.
The Greens are on track to be the most powerful third party in the next parliament. I'm seeing so many people tell me that they're voting One Greens for the first time because they want to kick this terrible government out.
Both leaders are still adamant of a majority win tonight, previously ruling out deals and negotiations with the Greens and Independents. But narrow polls could force them to backtrack on those words. Anthony Albanese is still confident it will go his way, using the sporting analogy he's held dear over his tenure as opposition leader.
And I said that in the fourth quarter, I wanted to kick with the wind at my back. I believe we have the wind at our back, and I'm very positive about and hopeful about a good outcome tonight.
The Prime Minister reflecting on the people he represents.
At the end of the day, no one gets to serve in the positions that I've had the great privilege and seek to continue to have in positions as Prime Minister or Treasurer or Minister, unless you are first supported by your local community. And this community has informed my values significantly.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.
And has Scott Morrison been to your suburb? What about Anthony Albanese? We've created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it.